The goal of the homosexual movement is to win the full acceptance of homosexual conduct, homosexual behavior, not just of homosexual individuals, but of homosexual behavior in every realm of life, socially, legally, politically, morally, and religiously.
Sprigg said that the movement has already successfully accomplished several steps of its agenda.
One of the first and earliest and most significant was the removal of homosexuality as a mental disorder by the American Psychiatric Association. But then we've seen just various steps, the bringing pro-homosexual material into the schools, and actually attempting to change the definition of the family and of marriage, which is where a lot of the contention is now in the courts and in legislatures.
Robert Knight is the director of the Culture and Media Institute, a division of Media Research Center, and also spoke on the Homosexual Agenda panel on the role of the media.
The media promote the homosexual agenda many ways. One, by slanted coverage, where they give pro-gay arguments without any adequate answer from reputable spokesmen. Two, they omit information about the destructive effects of homosexual behavior on people. Basically, they have become part of the gay rights movement themselves. And I say that as a former journalist who has been in many newsrooms and has talked with literally hundreds of reporters and editors. And they think it's all over, that this is part of the civil rights movement. There can't be another side to it. And so they don't feel they need to present the other side.
But Knight also blames the American entertainment industry in addition to the news media.
It's not only the news media, it's Hollywood. Hollywood presents homosexuality as a healthy, normal lifestyle, pretty cool to do, something kids might want to try. There's a relentless drumbeat of acceptance in Hollywood and also in the mainstream media.
Another panelist who spoke on the homosexual agenda is Alan Chambers, the president of Exodus International, a group that attempts to turn gay people straight.
For about 31 years, Exodus has been the organization that helped men and women, families, and young people who are affected by what we call unwanted homosexuality. People like me who, because of their faith or other convictions, found that their sexuality wasn't in line with their beliefs or their morals. And so we have, for many, many years, helped individuals who were in that type of conflict overcome homosexuality.
During yesterday's press conference protesting the Family Impact Summit, the methods of Chambers' group, Exodus International, were criticized by Robin Hankins. Hankins is the executive director of Queerly Divine and mentioned a website where former leaders in Exodus International have apologized for what they did while with the organization.
And on that website, you will find people who were leaders in Exodus, a former co-founder in Exodus, and there are Exodus speakers in here today. But these former Exodus leaders, you'll see their testimonies on BeyondXGay.com, renouncing, apologizing for the damage, for the hurt that they were part of committing against this community.
Dr. Daniel Helminiak is an ordained Roman Catholic priest and a professor of psychology. He is the author of What the Bible Really Says About Homosexuality and said that claims that the Bible forbids homosexuality are groundless. He spoke yesterday about the dangers of groups like Exodus.
The ex-gay movement continues to ruin the lives of hundreds and thousands of innocents. This brainwashing procedure does not change sexual orientation, and it causes more harm than good.
Another speaker at yesterday's press conference, Barbara Levitt, said the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, also known as the Mormons, pushed her ex-husband to marry her in order to become ex-gay.
When ministers push gay men and women into marriages in order to save them from eternal damnation, they don't give any thought to the straight spouse or the children, or to the gays themselves who would be faced with the challenges of this. If these gay men and women who want homes and families like everyone else had been accepted for who they were, they would never have married someone of the opposite sex in order to acquire these blessings in their lives. Gay marriage harms no one.
Exodus International's Chambers told WMNF that he didn't choose to feel gay, but he did choose to be gay.
For me, I didn't wake up one morning and out of life's great big buffet choose to feel or to have same-sex attractions. I didn't choose to feel homosexual. But when I was old enough to make an informed decision, I did choose my behavior, I did choose my identity, and I did choose my lifestyle. And so we have to understand that no one would want to feel these feelings, but we are, as adults, able to make an informed decision and therefore choose how we are going to steward our sexuality. And I chose incorrectly at one point to steward mine and to be gay. And then the best decision that I made, the best choice that came out of it, was I chose to follow God's way out of homosexuality.
Chambers called the homosexual agenda the most successful marketing campaign and said that gay activists, but not the entire gay community, are intolerant.
The gay activist community, which is really a very small minority of the gay community, is, in my experience, the most intolerant community in the history of the world. They don't want to allow people choice. They want people like me to either be silenced or to conform to what they believe is best for those who are involved in homosexuality. They are intolerant of any other viewpoint. They do not want the message out that there are families who have been impacted by this and chosen something different than what they've chosen.